welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been looking at the vice of pride and the virtue of humility. And today, we're going to take some time to reflect on this virtue and pray about what it looks like for us to live a life of humility in a way that honors the Lord. In James chapter 4, verse 6, it says this, "But God gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble." You see, the Bible tells us that pride goes before destruction, and that God opposes the proud, meaning that all of us will be humbled at some point in our lives. And this humbling can either happen willingly or unwillingly. We can either choose to approach God with a posture of humility where we lift our eyes towards heaven and we submit to his authority and his power in our life, or we can continue to live according to our plan for our glory, and God will humble us. You know, this past Sunday, we looked at the story of King Nebuchadnezzar, and we saw this verse from James played out in his life. God opposed him. God humbled him. God brought him low and stripped away everything from him, his power, his fame, his dignity. But this humbling was less an act of judgment and more an act of mercy, because in this humbling, it led to King Nebuchadnezzar's repentance. God rescued King Nebuchadnezzar from himself. You see, the kindest thing that God can do for us when we're walking in pride is to humble us before we wreck our lives. Because pride left unchecked, pride out of control, leads to destruction. And God will graciously humble us in order to lead us to a place of repentance where we will submit ourselves to God's authority in our life, to the one who is worthy of the glory and the honor and the praise. And so I want to give you just a few questions to reflect on and consider when it comes to this virtue of humility. The first question is this: what does it mean that God gives grace to the humble? And have you experienced this grace in your life? What does it mean that God gives grace to the humble? The second question is this: how does practicing humility directly combat the vice of pride? When we practice humility, how does it fight against this vice of pride in our life? Number three, how can you actively cultivate humility in your heart? What are some practical steps that you can take to develop a heart of humility? And finally, number four, how can you actively give God glory for your success rather than taking credit for yourself? When you achieve something in life, when you accomplish something in life, how can you actively give the glory and praise to God rather than taking the credit for yourself? So I'd encourage you to spend some time today reflecting on these questions, thinking about what it looks like to live a life of humility. And I want to finish our time by reading Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and then I'll pray for us. Here in Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes these words. He says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind." And then he says this in verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." And so God, we want to come before you today just with a posture of humility, acknowledging that you are God and that we're not, that you are the one who's deserving of the praise and the glory and the honor, not us. And so Lord, we want your grace. We want your favor in our life. We don't want to walk and live in a way that's in opposition to you or to your plan. And so God, help us to develop a humble spirit where we recognize that you are God, that you're in control, that you are worthy of all glory and honor and praise. Help us to live lives of humility this week. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask and that we pray these things. Amen.